There we go. Okay, so today is May 29th. April 29th. It's been a long month. Yeah, it's 5 weeks long. It's a long month. April 29th, 2003, and the lesson that we're going to do today is number 152. It's called Bending While Sitting and Shoulder Movements. So the good news is we're not doing circles. We've done a lot of circles, but it's obviously related. So it's kind of putting together the last four lessons that we have done. So take a moment as you're lying there on your back to check in with yourself, to do what we call a scan, which is bringing your awareness and attention onto yourself and noticing how you're making contact with the floor. How you sense yourself. Sensing your shoulder blades, your spine, your pelvis. Take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing. Sense the inhalation, your pause, the exhalation, and how you pause. And then very gently and slowly roll your head to the left and to the right. And go slow enough that you really can observe and sense the quality of the movement for yourself. Do you feel any discomfort this morning? Or any restrictions? And just to become aware of them. Good. Now, roll to your side and come up to sitting. You're going to sit with your legs crossed in front of you. And just observe how you like to cross your legs. It's just like interlacing your fingers. We've all developed a preference for one leg being in front of the other. And now place your right hand over the top of your head so that you kind of get a hold of your left ear. Okay? So over the top, not in front, not behind, but right over the top. Great. And keeping your face forward on the horizon, begin to bend your head to the right. Very gently. Another way of thinking of the movement is how your right elbow starts to bend down your side, and then you come back to the starting position. And just notice as you're doing the movement, is the bending happening just in your neck, the cervical spine, or do you feel anything happening in your ribs? That's it. And just feel how far you can go to the right that it's comfortable. Just kind of take note of where that location is for you. And maybe ask yourself, what is it that leads you into feeling less comfort? Or perhaps it's discomfort. Is it something in your neck? Is there a restriction? Good. And then the next time that you come back up to the center, pause for a moment sitting. Rest your right arm. Now bring your left arm over your head in the same fashion. So that means straight over the top to get a hold of your right ear. And now very gently bend your head down to the left. Or think of your left elbow bending down towards your side. And again, really notice, do you do the bending just in your neck? Or is anything happening with your ribs and your spine? What happens in your pelvis? So there's a couple ways to bend, and I'm going to have you try both ways. So one way to bend to the left is to have your ribs and the weight in your pelvis shift to the right. So you kind of shift the weight in your right buttocks, and your ribs fan out on the right side as you bend the left elbow down. That's one way. Then the other way is to take your left elbow way out to the side to the left. So you actually shift your weight onto your left sit bone. So you're almost like doing more of a whole body tilt. You feel the difference? Does one feel safer? Or more available? Good. Okay. Lie on your back and rest. Bring yourself back up to sitting again. Place your right hand over your head again, holding your left ear. And very gently bend yourself to the right. And this time, go to a place where it's comfortable to hang out over there to the right. And once you're there over to the right, take your left hand and slide it along the back side of your neck. Imagine as if you were going to wash your neck now. Like in the shower, and you're bending your head to the right so you can reach back with your left arm and actually touch your spine and that area in between the shoulder blades that we infrequently get to. That's it. That's it. And caressing, sliding the hand as far as you can down your spine, which means that the left elbow directs itself towards the ceiling. It really goes up towards the ceiling. That's it. And see if you can slide the left hand over to the right shoulder blade. So bring the left hand behind you. That's it, Linda. And even try to come along the right arm to the elbow, to the right elbow. Caress. It requires something in the ribs. That's it. So you're using your left hand, and you slide your left hand all the way across your back. That's nice, Linda. And you can eventually reach your right elbow. But it's not just from the hand. Feel what happens with the ribs through the armpit area. The left arm. That's it, Monique. Beautiful. Okay. Good, Justin. Slowly come back to center and sitting. Just pause and rest your arms.
Am I the only one that is 100 degrees in here?
I just turned off the heat. That's why I went in there. Yeah. I'll open the door a little bit. I felt it too, so I quickly. Get a little fresh air in here. Okay, come back up to sitting, and let's change over the crossing of your legs, please. Place your left hand over your head, holding on to your right ear. Gently and comfortably bend your head and ribs to the left to a place that's comfortable. So you're going to the left now. It's your left arm around you. That's it. And you find that place where you can hang out there. Okay? So you stay down there, and now you take your right hand and reach back to your neck as if you were going to scrub your spine and in between the shoulder blades. So that means the palm of your right hand is caressing your neck and the shoulder blade area. And you slowly caress and work yourself over towards the left shoulder blade, to the back of the left arm and up the elbow. And again, feel what needs to happen with the ribs on the right side under the armpit, in the armpit area. Check in with your breath and your breathing. Very nice. Come back to the center. Take a moment to rest, just in sitting. And then go ahead and lie down on your back and rest now on your back.
Do you want me to, are you encouraging us to go this way or this way? And we were asking which one felt safer.
Right. Which one do you want to do?
They do different things.
Which one will allow you to bring the other arm behind your neck? See, if you do one...
Oh, okay. Never mind.
If you do the tilting one, you would fall over, right? Because you would keep on going so far over. So you have to take the ribs out the other way to balance. Roll to your side and please come up to sitting again, but this time with your legs long and open. And now in this position, just allow your head now comfortably to drop down and forward. So see if you can just let it hang. Okay? And then you turn your head just gently a little bit to the left. So your nose is angled towards your left shoulder. Now take your right hand and wrap it over the top of your head and you'll get a hold of the left ear. Very nice. And now you're going to start to direct your right elbow down towards your left knee. So feel what you need to do with your back and again with the ribs. Directing the right elbow towards the left knee. And your knee should be spread apart. The legs, I should say, should be spread apart. The knees can be slightly bent, not to worry about that. They can be bent up. They can be bent out to the side. But now you're rounding your spine forward. You're folding the clavicles and the sternum. And directing your right elbow towards the left knee. Now go down to a place where it's comfortable again that you can hang out down there. You can hang and just be there. Now take your left hand and once again go along the back side of your neck and start to caress the back side of your neck. From above, that's it, over the top. That's it, you're scrubbing your back. You're getting to places that you've never gotten to before in the shower, and you reach with that left hand to go even over to the right shoulder. Very good. Good, and slowly come up and pause and rest in sitting. If you'd like to cross your legs or keep them long, however you can, call this a rest in sitting. Okay, and come back to the same configuration. Legs wide and spread open. Hang the head first. Turn it slightly to the left so your nose is directed towards your left shoulder. Wrap your right arm around the head to hold on to the left ear. That's it. And start to fold yourself down even more, bringing the right elbow in the direction of your left knee. Again, feeling what needs to happen with your ribs on the right side and the left side, how your spine really rounds and stretches open. Good. Now again, the next time that you go down, keep yourself down there somewhere where it's comfortable to hang down there. And you're going to take the left arm and now slide it along the lower part of your back. So not up by your neck, but down by your waistline. And it will be the back of the hand that slides along your back. So the other way, Gail. The back. There you go. So the back of your hand slides along your back as if you were going to stick your fingers all the way over to the right side. And they're going to stick out to the right side of your waist. Slide the hand. That's it. Now, as you're sliding that hand, do you feel any rotation or turning that might want to happen in the ribs? That's it, Susie. So the more that you slide the left arm behind your back, the more that the right elbow will twist further forward. So see if you can have those two movements relate to one another now. That's it, Christy. So as you slide the left hand along your back, it allows the right elbow in your head to, that's it, Justin, to round forward. Good. Rest. Come back up. Slowly lie on your back and rest. Come up to sitting again, please, in the same way. So your legs are spread apart. Drop your head. Turn it to the left so your nose is looking towards your left shoulder. Wrap your right arm around your head again, over the top to get a hold of the left ear. Bring the left arm behind your lower back. And now as you slide the left hand along your back, you twist and fold the ribs so your right elbow comes down towards your left knee. That's it. So you're twisting and folding. Good. Now, the next time that you kind of twist and fold yourself, keep yourself at the furthest point that you can down there. And just move the left elbow further behind you. So nothing else moves but the left elbow. So now you're taking out of the equation the whole entire self, and you just move the left elbow a little further behind you. How can you just take it a little bit more? That's it, Christy. Beautiful. Good. And slowly come out of it. Come to sitting and cross your legs. And then in sitting, very gently turn your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And just feel, right now what it's like to turn your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Good. Come back to the center. Spread open your legs again. And this time, let your head hang down. Turn your nose over to the right, so it's at the right shoulder. And that means to wrap the left arm around the top of the head. And now you begin to fold yourself so that the left elbow comes in the direction of the right knee. Now, some of you, I can tell, looks like, you know, you feel like this is a big challenge for your neck. It is if you are not willing to let your head go. So you really have to trust to let your head hang. If you're holding your head up at all, it means that you're tightening your neck muscles against their will. Just let gravity take over. Trust that it's safe to let the head hang. And then you wrap the arm around the head. And you're elongating these muscles. You're telling them in the neck that they don't need to work. That's it. Good. Now, keeping down there, hanging down there somewhere comfortable, bring the right arm first over the top and scrub your back. So caressing your back. That's it. Going all the way over to the left shoulder blade, which is quite easy for some of you. Some of you are able to go all the way to the left elbow with your right hand, caressing. So you go all around the back of the head. That's beautiful. That's it. That's it. Okay. Very gently let it go. And roll onto your back and rest. Okay, come back up to sitting again, please, with your legs spread wide open. Lower your head down, just let it drop. Turn the nose towards your right shoulder and wrap your left arm over the top of the head to hold on to the right ear. And begin to fold yourself down, directing the left elbow towards your right knee, feeling the twisting and the flexion of your ribs and spine. This is definitely one of those lessons where most of us have one side that feels much easier or more available than the other. So just to become aware of that, that's it. Good. Now hang down there somewhere where you can stay, and now slide the right hand along the lower part of the back. So that the back of the fingers, the back of your knuckles are on your back. That's it. You're sliding the hand along your spine. And as you take the right elbow back, let the left elbow come forward more. So the right elbow goes back and the left elbow comes more forward. So there's a relationship of twisting. That's it. Going on with your ribs. And your spine. And really, your head is just hanging and it's the follower. There should be no pulling on your head. You're just holding it with your arms so that it follows the movement that's orchestrated with that left elbow and the left ribs. That's it. Slowly bring yourself back up to sitting. Sit with your legs cross-legged and take a moment to just turn your head a little bit to the left and to the right, very slowly. Very good. Come back to the center. Open your legs again. Drop your head. Turn your nose to the right shoulder. Wrap the left arm around your head. Bring the right hand and arm along your back. And now again, slide the right hand back. Bring the right elbow back as the left elbow comes forward. And twist and fold. And the next time that you twist and fold to your furthest spot, stay there and just try to slide now the right elbow and arm back by itself a little bit further. So you differentiate out that right elbow and arm. That's it. Can it go back a little bit further? Very nice. Okay, very slowly come out of it, and then you can lie on your back and rest. Notice how you're breathing. Can you sense and feel how your ribs are now expanding and opening as you take in a breath? Okay, let's roll to your side again. Please come to sitting. Spread your legs apart comfortably. And now this time, bring both of your hands behind your back. So again, it's the back of the hand, the knuckles that are along your back. And begin to do a movement of starting to pull the elbows back. And then bring them forward. And then bring the elbows back, kind of like a bird. You are a bird. Feel what happens with your spine as you pull the elbows back. What happens with your breastbone? That's it. Feel what your head wants to do with the movement. So when you pull the elbows back, does your head want to look up and lift? And as you bring the elbows forward, you round down. Good. Now can you slide your hands along your back as if to reach and get a hold of each elbow? That's it. See if you can reach back and get a hold of, hold the elbows. And now in this position, round yourself forward, lowering your head down, and then lift your head up and arch your back, and then fold again. So you're in a way now moving your spine relative to your shoulders and your elbows. Good. Very nice. Good. Now let go of the elbows and go back to just having the hands along your back and pulling the elbows back. See if that's a little clearer. That's it. Can you open and pull the elbows back further with your spine? That's it, Gail. Good. That's it. Now, Justin, as you pull your elbows back, let this lift your sternum up, up there. That's the idea. Good. Okay, and let's rest on your back for a moment. Then sit like that. If it's too hard with your legs out, yeah.
All I was doing was straining here. It wouldn't let me do.
Then just sit with your legs crossed. Yeah. Now roll onto your right side, and as you roll over there, slide your right hand underneath you to be behind you. So in the process of rolling onto the right side, you bring the right arm completely behind you so that you can do the exact same movement that you are doing, that you bring both hands now behind you. It's a little awkward. There you go. And now, this time you really can't move the right arm because it's as far back, but just start to bring your left elbow back. So you're flapping. That's it. Very nice, Monique. As if you might be able to touch the elbows behind you. The elbows. So, Danielle, that's it. Bend your hand. Wait, Danielle, go back onto your side. Get the right arm, the whole arm, behind you. Shoulder, too. Ah, now bend the arm so it's behind your back, both arms. That's it. There you go. The other way, your knuckles, both knuckles. There you go. And just bring the left back as if you might eventually touch the elbows. You know what? Kids can do this. It's amazing to watch children do this. Their shoulder blades fold over themselves. No, I've seen lots of kids. That's it. Just flap your one wing. And as you're doing this now, begin to allow your face to look up and lengthen away from you on the floor. So not up towards the ceiling. Up relative, that's it, to your own face. So you, it's almost like you're scooping your head along the floor, so that you kind of look up towards the back of the mats, towards the back of the room, not up towards the ceiling. But it makes sense, right, with the movement as you pull the left elbow back. Monique's doing a fabulous job, even though she hasn't been here for weeks. She's listening. Maybe that's the key, right? You have good listening skills after. That's right. That's it. Very nice. Okay. Very gently let go with your arms. Slowly slide your right arm underneath you so that you can just roll onto your back. This is actually another good, would be a very good movement for you to do on your own.
Shoulder.
Mm-hmm, to open this up. And for you too. Okay, so we're going to do the same thing on your left side. So that means as you roll onto the left side, you slide that left arm all the way behind you. That means the shoulder too. And then once the arm is behind you, bring the right arm behind you as well. So the knuckles in the back of the hands are resting where your lower back is. And now you just focus on this right elbow and shoulder. You're flapping your wing backwards as if it might eventually touch your left one someday. And as you're doing that movement, feel how your chin moves away from your sternum. It's a scooping movement to look up, up being the direction towards the top of your head. Again, not up towards the ceiling, but towards the top of where your head is lying. So your chin moves away from your sternum. You're scooping up as you bring your right elbow back. You're squeezing the shoulder blades together. Danielle, think of scooping your chin that way up, not rolling. That's better, but less rolling. Mm-hmm. So you can squeeze without rolling. That's better, but I want your head to look. No, I want your eyes to look where the door is. You see the door over there? Uh-huh. That's the idea. More like that.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Very gently let go of it. First, slide your left arm back underneath you, which will lead you right into rolling back onto your back. And rest. That's one of those movements that has what we've talked about before, constraints, and how useful a constraint can be.
Why is a constraint useful?
Well, it asks then, like in that position, you keep one shoulder kind of brought back no matter what, and then you ask more of the other shoulder blade and the ribs and the spine on the other side. And you'll see when we come back to another movement, it'll feel so much easier. Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. Please sit with your legs long and spread apart in front of you. If this is feeling challenging for your hip flexors at this point, you can fold and cross your legs, okay? And now this time, place your hands actually behind your neck. So this is one of the first times that we've done behind the neck, not the head, but the neck. And begin to bring the elbows back and then fold them forward. And feel what you want to do with your head and your spine and your ribs. That's it. So you fold yourself forward as the elbows come together. And then as you take the elbows back, you lift your sternum and chest. You lift your head. Very nice. Good. Okay. Pause for a moment in sitting. Please sit with your legs crossed and gently turn your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Okay. And let's rest on your back again. Roll to your side, come up to sitting. Sit with your legs crossed. And allow your head to hang down a little bit and turn it slightly to the right towards your right shoulder. That means wrap your left arm around the head to hold on to your right ear. And now in this position, begin to fold yourself down, bringing the left elbow towards your right knee. So the left elbow down, that turns your face even more to the right. That's it. Good. And now take the right hand and from above, we're going to go back to caressing and scratching your back and cleaning your back. As you bring the left elbow down, you allow the right elbow to come further behind you and see if you can caress all the way over to your left shoulder blade, your left arm, as you're folding down, twisting, turning. Very nice, Justin. Really good. Make sure that you're still breathing. That's it. Very nice, Gail. Good. And slowly come up and just pause in sitting. And change over the crossing of your legs. Hang your head down and turn your nose slightly to the left. Wrap your left arm around the top of your head. The right arm to hold on to the left ear. Start to fold yourself down, directing your right elbow towards your left knee. And once you're comfortably over there, take your left hand and bring it up along your back so that your hand, your fingers are caressing your neck and your spine. See if you can even reach as far down to touch the bottom of your right shoulder blade. Really try to go down the back now. Not just over the right shoulder blade, but down. And you're twisting yourself at the same time so that the higher that the left elbow goes up, the lower that the right elbow goes with your head. So you're folding down towards that left knee. Really nice. Great. Okay, let's slowly come up, let it go, and rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting again. Please sit with your legs now spread apart. Allow your head to gently drop down and wrap your right arm over the top of the head to hold on to the left ear, right? Turn your face should be turned slightly to the left. And now you're going to start to fold yourself so that the right elbow actually comes over to the right, to the outside of your right leg. And you're going to use your left hand to place it on the floor to the outside of your right knee. That's it. So find a way. So we're like going the opposite direction now. We're twisting a little differently here, folding. So now you're taking the right elbow over to the right side, and to support yourself, you use the left hand and it caresses your right leg and then lands on the floor to the outside of your right knee, and see if then the right elbow can come down and rest on top of your left hand. What needs to happen with your ribs and your back and your spine? Very nice. Slowly come back up to the center. Let go, and we'll change over the hands. Drop down your head, turn it slightly to the left, and wrap the left hand over the top of the head to hold the right ear. And now you're going to fold the left elbow down to the left side. And as you do so, bring your right hand across yourself over onto your left knee, and slide it onto the floor on the outside of your left knee. So you use your right hand, in a sense, to weight bear on the floor, and eventually seeing if you can place your left knee elbow on your right hand, and all of that is to the left side of your left knee. That's it. Very, very nice. Okay. Slowly come up. Gently let go and rest on your backs. One last time, please roll to your side and come up to sitting. And as we did in the beginning, with your legs can be crossed, place your right hand over the top of your head, get a hold of the left ear, right? Right hand over the top. And start to bend your head over to the right. Just feel what the movement is like now. Just feel how you do it. Good. Now bend yourself somewhere over to the right so that you can stay there. And with your left hand, come up along the back of your neck. And caress the back of your neck. See how far you can travel down your spine. Try to reach all the way to the base of the right shoulder blade. Can you come out along the right arm to the elbow and then back? Good. Come back to the center and just pause in sitting for a moment. Lots of phones today. Okay, let's wrap your left arm over the top of your head. And first, just gently bend your head a little bit to the left. Feel and observe what that's like now. This is the movement that we started with. And then hanging down there somewhere comfortable, begin to slide the right hand along the back side of your neck towards the left shoulder blade. See if you can reach to the base of the shoulder blade. That's it. Coming out to the left elbow. Good. Slowly bring it back up and just sit for a moment. Good. And then one last time, interlace your hands behind your neck. And now just a few times, gently fold yourself, lowering your head and your elbows down towards your knees. And then begin to scoop them up. Feel how they open and widen. Your chest and sternum lifts up. Your face lifts up. And then you fold again. And when you fold, allowing those elbows to come very close together towards themselves and down. And then come up. Pull the elbows back as you look up. That's it. Great. And then let that go and please lie on your back and rest. And as you're resting there now, observe what your contact is like with the floor. How your shoulder blades and your spine are resting. How do you sense your ribs now? Observe your breath and your breathing. The inhalation, the pause, your exhalation, and your pause. Bless you. And then very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel the quality of the movement now. Sense what's changed, what feels different. Okay, and then take in your time. You can roll to your side and come up to sitting and then standing. Observe how it feels in standing. How you sense your neck now, your shoulder blades, your spine. How do you carry your head on top of yourself? And then when you feel ready, go ahead and walk around the room and notice what it's like in walking. Good. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So have a good week. We'll see you next week.